WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Trump loyalist Corey Stewart was selected by Republican voters to challenge incumbent Tim Kaine in Tuesday's primaries. And the fall's congressional races in our area will feature lots of women candidates, another possible reaction to Trump's presidency. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, June 13th.
Support for the WMRA Daily is provided by the Shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with ample parking. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
Republican Corey Stewart beat back two challengers to emerge as his party's nominee to take on Democratic Senator Tim Kaine, Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
Corey Stewart shocked the Republican establishment last year when he came within striking distance of winning the Republican nomination for governor. Now he's been able to beat back Delegate Nick Freites, who had the support of much of the establishment wing of the party. Stewart says his coming campaign against Senator Tim Kaine will give voters a clear choice.
Virginia can choose to continue with the prosperity under President Trump. Or it can choose the past with everything we know that has failed, and that's Hillary Clinton's running mate, Tim Kaine.
At that point, the crowd in Woodbridge started chanting, "Lock her up." Jeff Skelly at the University of Virginia's Center for Politics says that's a sign that the GOP is in the midst of a shift.
Basically, the Republican Party of Virginia is... I mean, they're setting themselves up for a loss in November, and that could have all sorts of ramifications down ballot.
If Kaine wins by more than 10 points, Skelly says, that could create conditions for Democrats to win some tough congressional races they wouldn't otherwise be able to win. Reporting from Woodbridge, I'm Michael Pope.
Congressional races in the WMRA region will feature women Democrats running against Republicans in the 10th District in Winchester in Northern Virginia. Jennifer Wexton beat five other Democrats to face incumbent Barbara Comstock. In the 6th District, which covers most of the Shenandoah Valley, voters selected Democrat Jennifer Lewis over three other candidates. She will face Republican Ben Klein in November in the seat held for 25 years by Republican Bob Goodlatte. The 6th is rated one of the most safely Republican districts in the country. In the 7th District, covering part of the Piedmont north of Richmond, former CIA officer Abigail Spanberger won the Democratic primary to challenge GOP incumbent Dave Bratt in November. Well, Democrats now have a slate of candidates heading into the fall elections that may not be as progressive as some would like, but Michael Pope reports that might end up helping them in the fall.
One of the reasons State Senator Jennifer Wexton had five other Democrats running against her in the Democratic primary to take on Barbara Comstock was the feeling that she just wasn't progressive enough. Jeff Skelly at the University of Virginia Center for Politics says that's because of a growing resistance to compromise.
There are a lot of Democrats and a lot of liberals who are sort of in hashtag resistance mode, and they don't want anyone who is compromised.
But now Wexton will be on the ballot in November as part of a slate of candidates taking on Republican incumbents. Abigail Spanberger will take on Dave Bratt. Elaine Luria is the Democrat running against Scott Taylor. And Leslie Coburn will face Republican Denver Riggleman after Congressman Tom Garrett unexpectedly terminated his campaign. Quentin Kidd at Christopher Newport University says progressives were just as frustrated last year.
This same sort of thing happened last year in the gubernatorial Democratic primary, where Tom Perriello lost to Ralph Northam. A lot of progressives felt like Northam was too moderate. But at the end of the day, those progressives turned out and voted for Ralph Northam.
And Kidd says now that Corey Stewart is at the top of the Republican ticket, that could end up scrambling the dynamics across Virginia, potentially imperiling Republican incumbents in the House who would otherwise have safe re-election contests.
Voter turnout was low on Tuesday. Several polling stations reported that only about 2-3% of registered voters had shown up at the polls by mid-afternoon. In some places, the only contest on the ballot was the GOP Senate primary. Election turnout is usually low in primary contests. Finally, Attorney General Mark Herring says the decision by the Department of Justice not to defend health coverage for people with pre-existing conditions under the Affordable Care Act could imperil coverage for more than a million Virginians from partner station WCVE. Charles Fishburne reports from a conference call with Herring and an organization called Protect Our Care.
President Trump and Attorney General Sessions have now put the full weight of the Department of Justice behind this looming disaster.
Herring and 20 other state attorneys general had already filed a motion to intervene in the lawsuit seeking to undo the ACA that he says could end tax credits, raise premiums, and prescription drug costs.
And unwind the Medicaid expansion that has helped millions of Americans access health care, including 400,000 Virginians who just became eligible last week.
The Texas lawsuit wants the entire law overturned, and the Department of Justice says it will not defend that core provision of guaranteed coverage for pre-existing conditions. Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening and enjoy your Wednesday.